This is Financial Detox, helping you retire with confidence. Featuring Jason Labrum, certified financial planner and founder of IDA Wealth, intelligence-driven advisors. For over 20 years, Jason has shown people how to steer clear of toxic advice, achieve financial peace of mind, and manage their wealth for maximum impact. Join Jason and co-host Alex Klingensmith as they simplify the complex, share industry secrets, and provide proven strategies designed to take you from financial insecurity to financial independence. This is Financial Detox.
Welcome to Financial Detox. This is Jason Labrum in studio with my co-host or host. What I was trying to say that you're the host too. We're both hosts of this show, Alex Klingensmith.
Less responsibility.
I don't know. I like it when you're the host. So aren't we both hosts with your hosts? Do you say that or would you say...
I don't know.
You don't know.
Darnell probably knows.
We should ask Darnell. We found our new savior. Like Darnell is our savior. He's the engineer here at the studios at KCBQ. And we're actually in studio today. So this is kind of fun. We're here live in the studios, KCBQ, which is a great place to be. The Answer, San Diego, AM 1170 or FM 96.1. The show's played Saturdays at 1:30 if you're catching it live. That's great. And if not, you can also get a replay of Financial Detox anytime at financialdetox.com. So it's kind of hard not having headsets on, though.
I can hear you. Don't worry.
You can?
The last time we were here, I think we were either with Brad Holland or the guy who, the brewer. Remember the brewer?
Oh, yeah. Where we drank beer, we got in trouble.
No, we had to go drink it outside. Remember, they wouldn't let us bring it inside. All right. But we tasted beer outside afterwards. That was a really fun show.
That was actually interesting. That
we
was
tried
cool.
to correlate... Financial Detox and wealth management to
a brewery.
Yeah.
How did we do on that?
I think we pulled it off.
You do? I think it's great. You can correlate anything to Financial Detox because it's not just Financial Detox, Alex. This is life detoxed. Mm-hmm. We are excited you're here with us. And you can give us a call anytime at 877-707-8889. That's 877-707-8889. Check us out at financialdetox.com. People, I don't think this is a topic that anybody really thinks about. But it is a topic that is so unbelievably relevant in people's lives and has a profound effect on whether people are successful in investing. But it also, I think, assessing risk has a profound effect on people's lives in general. It stems out of 21 years in this business, and I've spent many of those years helping clients in my earlier years defining what their risk tolerance was and how that works for most financial advisors. And you have some great questions coming up here in a second, Alex, but at what point would cause you sleepless nights? At what point would you freak out? At what point would you want to, you know, panic and sell all your securities and go to a foreign country and hide? And then what happens is...
Or just go to cash, you mean.
Or just go to cash.
Maybe not the foreign country part.
I might have exaggerated that. But then what happens is you ultimately end up with a portfolio that is going to deliver that amount of risk or volatility. And... so you're just building yourself, you're setting yourself up for disaster or for a gut-wrenching experience that's going to bring you to your maximum tolerance, which doesn't necessarily make sense.
I think by the end of the show, you're going to hear what most of the industry does, and you're going to hear then what we propose as a better way to do things. First question I think we should ask ourselves and the listeners is, why is there a taboo around this whole topic? And when I say taboo, I mean, in your conversation with your neighbor, your friend, your spouse, your financial advisor, your broker, your team, why is it a taboo topic? Like why?
Right.
It's kind of like saying you can't talk about religion or politics with new friends.
Are the most fun things to talk about.
They really are if you want to get to know somebody because you get to know their values, but you have to be careful how you communicate because you, So taboo around risk though. Like, why is it a taboo topic? I think it is a taboo topic. Some people like you, actually, I kind of know you pretty well now.
Yeah,
after 7 years.
I think you do.
I think you might think that there's no taboo around it because you're so comfortable with talking about it because you've been talking about it for 20 years.
Right.
But most advisors that are either new in the business or scared of their clients' reactions, like, why is there taboo? Like, generally speaking, there is a lot of taboo around it.
Right. I don't know. I can't answer the question because, again, I think, like you said, I don't. See, it is taboo. But I do think that it's done wrong, right? So imagine this, and I can tell you multiple stories, but you're going in to sit down with your financial advisor to try and figure out how you should build your portfolio. You've maybe just changed jobs. You had a rollover from a 401k into an IRA. You've saved up $500,000, $1 million, $2-3 million. You sold your business.
Yep.
You retired. You're rolling your money out of the 401k to an advisor.
Life events, major life events.
Right. So one of these events is occurring to you, and you're sitting down with a financial advisor, and they start saying, "Well, how are we going to construct the portfolio? Where does that conversation start, and where does it end?" And this is what we're talking about, right? Is how should that conversation go? And traditionally, it goes something like this: you know, Mr. and Mrs. Client, how do you feel about risk? You know, what type of risk would you like to have in your portfolio? I think the whole thing is broken, even just asking the question risk, because the word is really not risk. Although that is the most commonly used, it's inappropriate, and I think it's not as good a word as volatility.
Depends on what products or instruments you're using to execute your investment strategy. Because there is risk in buying a stock.
Single stock.
It could disappear.
There is risk. It can go away. Just ask anybody who owned WorldCom, Bear Stearns, Kodak, the list goes on.
This is where you go into your thing about if you define risk like we define risk.
Right.
So don't jump ahead yet.
All right, though. I can't.
So if that whole conversation traditionally ends with a number, which is what you get a number, even if you do it up by yourself on one of these robos.
Yeah.
So you got the robos. You got all the big custodians have robos now. They've had them for a long time through financial engines.
Robo, by robos, you mean robo-advisors where you can invest your money and it just supposedly does it automatically and read your mind. And then when the markets change or volatility happens, you have to tell the robo what to do.
So you go through this a series of online questions. And this has been around a long time on 401ks through financial engines, right? And you get a number. They ask you somewhere between 5 and 50 questions. I've seen some that are as short as 5, which is terrifying, and as long as 50, which is also kind of terrifying.
More terrifying.
But either way, you end up with a number, and the number looks something like this. You're a 47 today, or you're a 93 today. And so 93 would mean you're 93 out of 100.
Can risk be defined by a number? I think you can find out, yes, what your risk tolerance is, how much downside you could tolerate by a series of questions. I think you could get to a number. But the problem is that's a broken process. And so we're going to talk more about that when we come back. But what we want to do is help you understand that there is a better way. There is a better way than figuring out your risk tolerance and getting a portfolio that gives you the maximum amount of risk you can tolerate, which eventually you're going to experience that. And you're going to be very close to or potentially actual capitulation where you're going to change your strategy and destroy your long-term returns. There's a better way. We invite you to give us a call at 877-707-8889. Shoot an email to jason@financialdetox.com, jason@financialdetox.com, and we will show you how. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You know what you're actually paying your financial advisor or stockbroker? You should. Is there a plan? How clearly does your advisor explain that plan? Hi, I'm Jason Labrum of Intelligence Driven Advisors. You've heard us on our radio program, Financial Detox. At Intelligence Driven Advisors, you never need to worry about hidden fees again. We are committed to disclose all sources of compensation because we believe transparency is the cornerstone of a successful relationship. I invite you to take our portfolio challenge. If we can't measurably improve what you're doing with your portfolio, given your goals and objectives, we will send you a Visa gift card for $100. Once again, if we can't measurably improve what you're doing, we'll send you a Visa gift card for $100. Ask for the portfolio challenge. That's the Intelligence Driven Advisors. Difference. Learn more at intelligencedrivenadvisors.com or call 877-707-8889. Once again, that's 877-707-8889. Okay, welcome back. This is Jason Labrum. It's your host of Financial Detox in studio with Alex Klingensmith, and we are talking about risk tolerance. We gotta humanize this, man, because this is a tough topic.
We have a metaphor.
Here we go, because this is not even human language.
And maybe a couple of real life stories, but the first metaphor I can think of immediately. We talk a lot about how we feel it's so important what we do for people, that it's a life-changing experience when done right. or even when done wrong, it's life-changing, but for the worse. So when you go to a doctor or you go to a hospital and you're sick, right?
Yep.
And you go in, one of the first things a nurse will ask you if you're in a lot of pain is, what's your number? Like, are you a 10?
Oh, right.
You know, give me a number, sure, of your pain. Like, uh-huh, how do you feel? And so if you feel like you're going to die, you're a 10. And if you're like, you know, I broke my toe, it might be like a 3 or 4, right? But the thing about,
have you ever
that,
broke your toe? No, I think
never.
That's more like
I've
a
7. I've only broken ribs ever, actually, so far.
Oh, wow.
I know. I've never, yeah.
Knock on wood.
Have you broken your toe?
Yes, I have. It's not pleasant.
So it wasn't a 3 or 4?
No, it was more like a 6 or a 7.
You're kind of a baby then.
I don't think so. I think my pain tolerance is pretty high.
A toe?
A toe, big toe.
Oh, boy.
Not good.
All right. Anyway, so first of all, it's temporary and it's subject to how you feel that moment in time. So if they give you a shot of painkiller, whatever.
Sure.
I don't know what it's called, I forget, but something to make the pain go away, right?
Morphine.
Sure. Morphine. I know you can tell I don't have a lot of experience.
That's pretty heavy painkiller.
So they give you morphine, that number is going to go down pretty fast, right?
Yes.
Okay. So my point there is it's a temporary experience. That number shouldn't be how the doctor treats you for everything you've ever had going forward forever.
Huge, awesome point, right? So when you take a risk tolerance questionnaire, depending on, here's the problem. And you know, Jim Papillo at our firm says this really well. When the markets are doing well and the markets are going up, people are unbelievably brave. When the markets are down or in turmoil or in a bear market, people are unbelievably cowardly. Like they're
like
scared to death.
When you break your toe, you want the morphine. And when you're feeling good, you're a 1.
It's a great point. So well, I think where you're going with this, Alex, is you talk about a risk tolerance questionnaire. That's a moment in time. It is the wrong strategy for building a portfolio, yet it is the absolute most common strategy used by, it's certainly used by every single robo-advisor. It's certainly used by every online profile. So the only way, and I think the major differentiation that we're bringing to the table for our clients and our investors at Intelligence Driven Advisors is that we are not doing it this way. What's the solution? All right. Yeah. There is a better way.
So that the next question is, which you're starting to answer is, so if a number isn't the right way, is there a better way to define risk?
Yeah, and I'm just going to get right to the point. So I think
you can't hold back anymore, can you?
I can't. I don't think so. The point is what we should be doing with portfolios, and you as an individual and our listeners should be thinking about is not what is my risk tolerance, because that's so subjective to the moment, to the feelings, to the environment, but instead what is my goal? What is my objective? What is my desired outcome? What is the purpose of my money?
Smart people right now are calling it goals-based planning.
Yeah, exactly. So goals-based planning, what are my goals? And then instead of figuring out what risk tolerance you can tolerate, you figure out what is the rate of return I need to accomplish. What type of return do I need to achieve my goals that I've set forth?
And return is something along the lines of my average annual return, right?
Yes.
So do I need to make 4% a year on average of my investment money, or do I need to make 10?
Right. And here's where you end up backing in, and certainly understanding the volatility that a portfolio is going to derive and deliver to you. You need to know that, and you want to understand that so that you're comfortable when that happens. And you don't freak out and change course.
What happens
when that volatility actually happens?
Yep.
So let's say that my target rate of return, I decide I'm about to retire and I've saved a couple $1,000,000, and my wife and I are trying to figure out, we've set our goals. We want to live happily here in San Diego. We want to have a vacation house up in Park City. Ooh. And we want to have a great life. We want to play golf at the golf club, and we want to do the things that we want to do. We want to leave a little bit of money to our kids. We don't want to spoil them and leave them ruined. We want them to also become productive members of society. But we basically want to die with at least a couple $1,000,000 in our portfolio, and we want to be able to live on a couple $100,000 a year, or $100,000 a year, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm laying out a profile of maybe an average client. So our target rate of return, let's say, is 5%. We need to then understand that 5% target rate of return will also give us, at some point, we're going to see volatility of about 15% in our portfolio.
So in a really, really bad year, like 08, we might be down
15.
We got to come back. We got to take a break.
We got to take a break. Stay with us. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment.
You know what you're actually paying your financial advisor or stockbroker? You should. Is there a plan? How clearly does your advisor explain that plan? Hi, I'm Jason Labrum of Intelligence Driven Advisors. You've heard us on our radio program, Financial Detox. At Intelligence Driven Advisors, you never need to worry about hidden fees again. We are committed to disclose all sources of compensation because we believe transparency is the cornerstone of a successful relationship. I invite you to take our portfolio challenge. If we can't measurably improve what you're doing with your portfolio, given your goals and objectives, we will send you a Visa gift card for $100. Once again, if we can't measurably improve what you're doing, we'll send you a Visa gift card for $100. Ask for the portfolio challenge. That's Intelligence Driven Advisors. Difference. Learn more at intelligencedrivenadvisors.com or call 877-707-8889. Once again, that's 877-707-8889.
Okay, we're back. Continuing the conversation about risk tolerance, about volatility, about target rate of return. I'm Jason Labrum, your host. It's Financial Detox with my co-host. All right, we're going with co-host, Alex Klingensmith in studio. And we're in studio today, KCBQ, right here on The Answer AM 1170. So glad you're with us. You can check us out anytime at financialdetox.com. You can also send an email to jason@financialdetox.com. I know we're in the weeds here. We're really in the weeds on this show. We're not?
I think what we're at in the show was we started saying there's a problem with the way that the industry and investors are being guided towards a number.
Yep.
That's my risk number. Okay, that's how I'm going to invest. I'm a 73, so I'm going to have a 70% stock, 30% bond portfolio.
Right.
My advisor or my broker is going to build that and manage that. I'm going to pay them, or I'm going to have some internal expenses that pays for it, something like that. Okay. Yeah. The industry is getting better. They're delivering better technology, but the problem with the technology is it takes away the human element.
Yep.
And it just puts you in a screen in front of a bunch of questions that you're going to answer based on how you feel at that moment. Probably on your phone while you're driving, which is not a good idea either.
Yes.
But you end up investing your old 401k or your, you know, retirement, whatever it is, in a number. And the number is based on how you feel at that moment in
that
time.
That moment in time. And there, what's affecting how you feel at that moment in time is the current market, the way you, how much sleep you had the night before, a million different variables that all
out?
Change every day.
The sun is never out
in San Diego.
No, it's coming back now.
Yeah,
it's,
when? I don't see July it. I'm looking
1st,
outside.
July 1st, the day you're going to
That's
Arizona.
Right. Then the sun will come out.
So is there a better way? Because that way it doesn't work because it delivers people the most risk they can tolerate at that moment. And it's not designed to, like the doctor thing, it's not designed to treat the whole patient for their whole life.
Right.
It's designed to treat the broken toe at that moment in time only.
Yep.
So instead, there's a better way. The way is by building a financial plan.
Then you have to start adjusting your goals.
You know,
then
what?
You have to start changing things.
Sure.
And either
you didn't save enough or
you didn't save enough. So you aren't going to have the Park City house that I talked about in the last segment.
Man, you can't spend 200.
But then all of a sudden, okay, so now we can change your target rate of return from a 5% to a 3%. And now your volatility is only 2% in a worst case year, 3%.
You know what happens? And this is, so here's a story about real client stuff, right? So what happens in real life with this, let's say we get this right. We brand new client, we build a really comprehensive, deep plan, get to know and understand.
Yes.
Do a lot of education, talk about global diversification, controlling the things we can control. Okay, great. A couple years go by.
Yep.
And we have a really good market for a little while. People have short memories.
Right.
And so what could happen when there's a really good market and you're like, look, we're tracking for exactly what we said we were going to do. Together,
yeah.
The markets are delivering what you want. You're getting your 6% return, which is what you need on average net of fees. And then like, well, my friend though, is, you know, or the S&P is up 12. Why am I only up 6?
Right.
So it's a really interesting thing. It's like, well, you're doing everything you said you wanted to do and need to do to retire successfully. But then we get in our own way with greed. That's greed, right?
Humans do not. We don't at Intelligence Driven Advisors.
Well, I'm a human.
The Financial Detox team at Intelligence Driven Advisors does not do that.
I also though look at that and think to myself, I'm like, well, so then you get tempted. It's kind of like that little like a dog with a squirrel thing. Like, oh, I want to go over there because there's a squirrel over there. No, man, stay on the path because the path will
lead you to where you want to go.
You're gonna get eaten by a coyote.
Well, that's the point. It's not even relevant what the S&P is doing, and it's such a terrible proxy that most people use the S&P 500. They say that because, or the Dow or the Nasdaq,
but it could be Bitcoin
because they see those see those all the time on their phone, and so they use that as a benchmark, as a comparison. When that is a comparison for a tiny segment of investing, a tiny segment. It is not the market. The S&P 500 is not the market. It is a tiny tiny piece of the market, but you know, if you have a portfolio that's diversified into international stocks, U.S. stocks, large cap, small cap, bonds,
real estate,
then real estate, you are not, should not be comparing your portfolio to the S&P. So that again is just another financially toxic thought process mm-hmm. or financially toxic behavior that will ultimately affect you in a negative way. But here's what I want to do, Alex, because we've been going off on this here for a bit. And I think for people who are used to talking about this, they're getting it. I think for our listeners who, you know, this is new to them, I think it's kind of like, over the head. So what I want to do is I want to bring out our offer, which is something special that we do for our listeners on the show and people who want to try out our firm and the Financial Detox team and Intelligence Driven Advisors for the first time. And the way we do that is we say, we're going to work for you for free for literally 100 days. We're going to let you come and try a different approach, a fiduciary approach where your advisor is legally bound to act in your best interest, an approach that takes financial planning and goal-based planning into account as opposed to just a risk tolerance questionnaire like a robo online. So basically an approach that's going to get to know you as a human being and what really matters to you. What is the purpose of your money? So 100 days, absolutely free. That's what we'll do for you. And all you have to do is shoot an email to jason@financialdetox.com, jason@financialdetox.com, or give us a call at 877-707-8889. Do we have one more segment to go? So we got to, no, we don't. We're on four.
We have a couple more minutes though.
We have a couple minutes.
We can finish this strong. I think the industry is doing a good job. The industry, yep. When I say the industry, what I mean is large financial firms. Yep. I think they're doing a better job of teaching and educating people around the importance of taking time to understand why are we right. investing in the first place?
Right.
Like, why am I saving my money? What is the point? And then once I save my money, where do I put that money to grow it?
Right.
And that's, I think,
preserve it and or grow it.
Preserve it and or grow it. Right. Right. What I think is still broken, really, really broken, and we've talked about this entire show, is that, and I don't want to maybe get myself in trouble here, but I think that the way that the industry is regulated by the government entities or agencies that regulate us have to look back and think, how can we make this better for the investors?
Right.
Not regulate just to, you know, I think we're currently going through this as a firm because we have to follow certain rules that the SEC lines out.
Right.
So the ways that we get to know our client, the questions that we have to ask and be able to document and show that we've asked and gone through this.
Know your client rule.
Yeah, right. But knowing your client shouldn't be knowing the goals and then the target rate of return. It shouldn't be what's the most risk they can take today.
Right. Exactly. It should be understanding the client and the whole framework from which they think and they want to achieve their goals. So that's it. Again, we are doing for you and doing for our clients. If your advisor has given you a risk tolerance questionnaire, or if you're going online and using a robo because you think it's free and it's going to be great, you have to consider a lot of different things in that. You have to consider, whoa, how much cash do they make me keep in my portfolio? What are the underlying investments in that portfolio? Because free is never really free. We all know that you get what you pay for and how that works. But so think about the relationship or doing this for yourself too, because it is possible you could do this on your own, but understanding what your goals are, understanding what your objectives are, figuring out what rate of return do I need to get. You got to have inflation and taxes and all your investments and what you're saving in included in that. We have a great software that helps us do this for our clients live on a screen where they can see it visually depicted, and we can turn on and off toggle switches for any single what if that they wanted. I want that house in Park City. I want to retire and move out of California. Whatever it may be, all of these are toggle switches right live in front of you on a screen. And we'll actually give you access to that tool for free as well, where you can go in and model out these scenarios for yourself. In summary, don't build a risk tolerance-based portfolio. Figure out your goals and objectives. Find out your target rate of return that you need to achieve your goals and objectives. Model that out so that you can see live then what type of volatility will I experience and am I comfortable with it? And that's what we can help you do at the Financial Detox Team and Intelligence Driven Advisors. Again, 100 days for free. You can try this. You have nothing to lose. You have a bunch to gain by having a fiduciary team work for you for 100 days. We invite you to check us out. Financialdetox.com, and you can send an email to jason@financialdetox.com. Give us a call at 877-707-8889. I'm Jason Labrum.
And I'm Alex Klingensmith.
Thanks for listening. It's Financial Detox. We'll catch you next week.
To learn more about Financial Detox and to get access to today's show notes, transcript, and resources, visit financialdetox.com. Call Jason and the team at Intelligence Driven Advisors. If you're ready for Financial Detox and a better tomorrow, call 877-707-8889. Get answers to your questions. That's 877-707-8889. That's financialdetox.com for podcasts and information. And if you like what you've heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button. That way, you'll be notified about upcoming podcasts. You'll take one more step toward financial peace of mind.
This content is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any types of securities. Mr. Labrum and Intelligence Driven Advisors are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of information provided in this program and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Mr. Labrum and his guests as of the date of the show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on assumptions and actual results may vary from any such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making an investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for particular investors' financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.